First-term Congressman Reed Ribble has raised $2 million and some change, while his 8th District Democratic opponent Jamie Wall is just under the $1 million mark. In the 7th Congressional District, the numbers are about the same. Freshman Republican Congressman Sean Duffy has raised almost $2.3 million, while Democratic challenger Pat Kreitlow has $1.1 million raised this year. UW Superior Political Science Professor Alyssa Von Hagel says the money is pouring in from all over the country in these closely contested districts held by freshman Republicans.
It's certainly a substantial amount of money, but I think that this is something that is only going to grow, and we see that these House races are, over the past few years, and particularly in this election cycle, after the Citizens United ruling, that we see House races that can get up towards $10 million.
The $10 million figure includes both campaign contributions and outside super PAC spending. Von Hagel says even though Ribble and Duffy have 2-to-1 fundraising advantages, $1 million by their challengers is nothing to sneeze at.
The incumbent, Duffy, is going to have an advantage. But the fact that Kreitlow is competitive in terms of fundraising indicates not only that there is support for Kreitlow in this district, but it also demonstrates a concerted effort at the level of the political parties to target those districts that are competitive.
Campaign contributions to both Duffy and Kreitlow from July through September was the highest fundraising quarter for each this year. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.